The city of Springfield erupted in violence 110 years ago this month. A white mob set out to lynch two black men at the jail. When they found the men had been relocated, the mob attacked black neighborhoods, burning homes and forcing out black residents. The violence reshaped the city and led to the founding of the NAACP. Illinois Newsroom's Rachel Otwell tells us what the community is doing to remember and to raise awareness.
The Springfield race riot was briefly famous around the world for the simple reason that it was in Abraham Lincoln's hometown. It kind of exemplified how far we had sunk with race relations. In fact, the crowd actually yelled something like, "Abe Lincoln brought you in, we will drive you out."
That's James Lowen, Central Illinois native, nationally renowned historian, and author of the book, Lies My Teacher Told Me. During the riot, thousands of whites attacked black residents, destroying much of a black neighborhood. At least 7 people died. The violence reshaped Springfield in ways felt even today, but many people don't know the story.
The question is, how do we get adults to realize that our children are not stupid and that just as we don't want to be lied to, neither do they?
A Springfield Schools spokesperson told me, "We currently do not have district-wide curriculum for the race riots of 1908, but it's not just kids who don't know the history. Leroy Jordan's worked for years to raise awareness of the violence a century ago. Jordan was one of the first African Americans on the local school board. He saw the district through a desegregation order in the 70s. We talk in a Baptist church on the east side of Springfield, where he's a longtime resident. It's a majority black and low-income area. Jordan says the people living here are still largely misunderstood. And as for the 1908 riot,
I think it was a massacre. It's been kept quiet for years and years and years, and I personally think that the truth needs to be told about it so that we don't repeat this craziness that's going on in our country even today.
In a way, this history was largely buried for decades. 4 years ago, archaeologists set out to see if any remains of the black-owned residences burned down by whites were under a parking lot that would be affected by construction on a nearby railroad. They uncovered foundations and artifacts, pieces of dishware, a toilet, clothing, and a cross. Jordan and others have called for the consecration of those building remains. Not far from those tracks is a busy intersection. One of the streets is called Reconciliation Way. The name came as part of citywide efforts a decade ago to reckon with the atrocities that happened in the riot, including 2 innocent black men being tortured and lynched. The city continues to take steps to commemorate the riot. Today, right by this intersection, city leaders are unveiling updated historical markers originally installed in the 90s. They're designed to be more visible, and they include quotes from both Obama and Lincoln.
We look at what happened in Charlottesville, Klansmen that took off their robes to say that we're gonna wear khakis and polos, but we still will carry our tiki torches. So we will let you black folks know that we will still burn you out.
That's Ken Page, a former president of the local NAACP chapter.
We look at how far we've come, but we also have to realize how far we still have yet to go.
It's still several years away, but the NAACP's current Illinois president is helping plan a new way to remember the riot. Teresa Haley says an interactive outdoor memorial/museum is set to be built over the foundations of those burned down homes near the railroad. Visitors will walk through informational panels and end at a sculpture based on one of the trees a man was hung from.
You walk through history. It's like a time capsule. So you go in one direction and you come out on the other side and you're breathless. You're speechless. It's like, wow, that was overwhelming. But that is our history. And also outside of it, we're going to have a healing garden.
Haley says the project, a major undertaking, is slated to be finished by 2025. In the meantime, Haley says she and others will continue to unbury the past. She says it's all part of a larger goal to defeat racism. And she says there are 2 key ways to fight that battle.
One is to vote. 2 is to talk and to educate people about it.
I'm Rachel Otwell, Illinois Newsroom.